I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben White from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Biggie from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Ethan from Cape Town, and you're listening to Try with Coach Perry.
Welcome back onto our next video talking some triathlon today, and we're talking about fueling around triathlon and particularly the swim. Rudolf Nordia joins us once again. Rudolf, welcome onto the video. Thanks for joining us.
How's it, Brad? Thanks for having me.
Rudolf, today's question is quite an interesting one. It popped up on our forums on coachperry.com, and it's got to do with fueling. And we all know, I mean, people will always say that sort of nutrition is the fourth discipline of triathlon. But obviously the place you can't drink anything or eat anything is during the swim. It is the first discipline. How do you get around that? I mean, is there certain strategies you need to think about before the swim as far as fueling and getting ready for it and out of the swim? How do you deal with it? And what other sort of fueling sort of tips can you give us as you go longer as well for like 70.3 and Ironman distance?
So if we start basically from the sprint and Olympic distance, I would say the fueling, I've seen a lot of people have a gel before the swim. That obviously depends on how well your stomach reacts to having eaten before the swim. Because I know also a lot of people, they get nauseous if they have a gel and then straight jump in the pool and do the swim. So that's also a tricky thing to do. But the main important thing is it depends on how long you had breakfast before your race. So if you had 3 hours or 4 hours before the race you had breakfast, or only 1 or 2 hours, that would also depend on how, if you need a gel or not. But for my recommendation, I would rather have the gel when you get into transition two, or have a gel strapped on your bike as soon as you're on your bike. Then you have a gel straight after the swim. Because the swimming is so short percentage of the race and it's done first, it's not that you don't need the gel, but it's not going to help you win the race if you have the gel before the swim. So that's what I would do for sprint distance and Olympic distance. Whereas when it's an Ironman, it might be different as it's a 3.8-kilometer swim. So again, depending on your breakfast, how long before the race you had your breakfast, and also how well your stomach reacts to having food into it while you swim. So those are the two main important factors that you take into account for having nutrition in the swim. But for me, a rule of thumb is I normally have a gel into transition, into T2. So if you're doing Ironman or half Ironman, in your transition bag where your helmet is, normally I have a gel there, and then as I'm running towards my bike, I have my gel, jump on the bike, shoes on, and then have a little sip of water just to help the gel go down a bit easier. And for me, that is what I do with nutrition-wise, swimming-wise.
And as far as, I mean, you mentioned depending on what your stomach can take, you don't want to be testing this out in a race for the first time. You don't want to enter an Ironman and on the morning of Ironman decide, you know what, I'm gonna eat gel before we get in the water because that's what my best mate's doing. This is stuff you need to practice in training.
Yeah, so it's very simple in training. A lot of people swim 3-4 times a week, so you can experiment in training with this. Say have, if you swim in the morning, say have breakfast 3 hours before and then try a gel straight before you jump into the pool and see how your stomach reacts towards that. And then also if you have just breakfast 2 hours before you jump in the pool, do the set, see how you feel, so then you can test that out. So that's what training is there for, to testing out. So that on race day, you don't do anything new because that might hamper your race, or something as small as that might cause the rest of your race. You train months for Ironman and then you do something silly as eat a gel where you're not used to, and then there goes your race out the window.
Yeah, feeding the fish in the bay is not a good thing. Rudolf, thank you very much for your time here on Try with Coach Perry. Don't forget, if you want to check out the Coach Perry online training platform, we have got you covered from a training program perspective, from beginner sprint programs right through to advanced Ironman distance. All you need to do is head over to this URL. It is coachperry.com/triathlon. You get access to our mobile iOS and Android app where you can access all your training. We've got a very active forum where you can touch base with Rudolf and the rest of our coaches on a daily basis if you want to. And you can also access all our video and podcast training as well. That's coachperry.com/triathlon. Rudolf, as always, great to catch up. Until next week, cheers, mate.
Sure, thanks, Brad. Cheers.